as the Lord may be pleased to help me, I would again direct you prayerfully to Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 59, and reading verses 20 and 21. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. And the Redeemer shall come. Oh, what a word to dwell upon. Shall come. And shall come as to Christ shall come, because he draws by the cords of a man and by the bands of his love. And they are irresistible. Irresistible. You're waiting for his coming if you're a seeking soul. If you already had a touch, you want another and another and another through life's journey, strengthening your weak hands, confirming your feeble knees, and saying unto you of a fearful heart, fear not. Oh, we bless God for his fear nots. We want to feel the application more and more. Well, what the word of God says shall surely come to pass. The Lord will surely hear your sighs and your cries. For the abomination in the land, yes, if you're a God-fearing soul, the abomination in the land, the abomination in the land of yourself, in your very body, a body of sin and death. And how shall we escape the wrath of God if we go on as we are without the Redeemer coming to Zion? And to be one of these inhabitants of Zion, the Lord has chosen for himself, and he chooses his people for himself, and they will come and hear what God the Lord shall speak unto their soul and not turn again to folly. Oh, we're full of folly, aren't we, in our unregenerate state? And sometimes afterwards we backslide. Let us be very mindful. There's no perfect man upon the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ is the perfect man, and we see his suffering, bleeding and dying because he has to bear the burden of the sins of his people to bring them ultimately to glory. And if he's made your heaven and mine secure, you'll bless the Lord for those tokens of his love to your soul and mine. Blessed Jesus. Oh, how we would be feel more union and communion with him from off the mercy seat. Because there's no other refuge but in the blessed, precious blood of the Lord Jesus shed for many. It's not a universal salvation, as many will try and tell you. No, it's all that the Father giveth shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. The Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression. Who could turn us, dear friends, but Jesus' gift of almighty grace? Arrest that man, that woman, that child, and they come and meet up with the Redeemer. He'll reveal his love to you. He'll show you a token for good, and you'll not be ashamed to own him as your Lord and your Saviour. Lord, give me to know and read my title clear. Give me to know and reel and learn that I am one of thy chosen vessels. You've not chosen me, he says. I have chosen you. You see, in religion today, there are so many of them say you've only got to believe, you've only got to choose his name and be saved, in words to effect. But we have to realise that the impossibility of the changing of the heart of man, but through the Lord Jesus. And he becomes so attractive to your soul and mind, and you'll look to get access to him. And for their light to come, lighten your darkness, show you a token of good. Turning again your soul. Cannot some of our friends reflect upon those moments when you began to be in want? It's not in nature to change, is it? It's almighty grace to rest, change the heart, renew the will, return the feet to Zion's hill, looking unto Jesus. And though men might despise you and laugh you to scorn if you talk anything about how you've spent the Lord's day, oh, never mind, dear friends, what they think, what they say. It is vital that we know the truth, and the truth shall make you free from the condemnation of the broken law. There's therefore now no condemnation. Them are in Christ Jesus. We need the Redeemer to come then. We need the Lord to rend the heavens and come down. Touch our hearts. Touch the door of our lips, that we might be able to truly address him in reverence and godly fear. And for him to say unto your soul and mine, I am thy salvation. What a mercy to know something of this great salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect it? Oh, I feel sometimes we do neglect the word. We find ourselves busying ourselves in so many things. We're like Martha, careful and troubled about many things. But Jesus said, one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that part. Not in and of her own will, no. It's blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, Lord. Or may we find rest for our souls in the glorious truths of the gospel, the refuge of your weary soul, and to be of that contrite spirit that we have been singing about what Cowper was able to say. And that really suits some of their souls, does it not? As we look to Jesus and pray that there's no rest without him, and we rest in his love, we trust, and bless him for these evidences that we are with a humble hope born of God, and that our treasure is above. These are the treasures that you and I need, friends. A little treasure in our earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. And unto them that turn from the Lord. What a mercy. We have this precious Bible from the 1600s, when it was so made a benefit to believers from there on, after the settling, dear friends, of the freedom of the Catholic, which the Catholic rule, as it were, in this country, in England, and of course stemming from Europe. And now we do need the Lord in his mercy to bless his own word, that it might have free course and be glorified. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion. Oh, it's a place that was a favourite spot in Jerusalem of Zion, the place where we truly believe that the Lord began this good work of the gospel. And so all those characters and the disciples, they were chosen of God, and they were made wise unto salvation, and they were there for an example, apart from the example of the latter end of Judas Iscariot. What a solemn thing to be in the way, so called, and without that possession of the new heart that was necessary to be given. He was used of the Lord as an example, I believe, to us all. And oh, may we know something then of the faithful truth of the Lord Jesus. As for me, he says, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. And it will not be broken. The ties, dear friends, of the grace of God upon your soul. He laid down his life for his friends, and ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. We touched upon that this morning. Made willing in the day of his power. Not ashamed to own him as your Lord and Saviour. He has bought you with a price. What a privilege. And you have this treasure in your earthen vessel, those tokens of his love, those exceeding great and precious promises that are yea and amen in Christ. No other refuge like it, no other shelter from the mighty, almighty power of God that rests in us, that passeth by some whom he has not chosen. But ye shall be found a chosen vessel unto me, and seek that the Lord has a sovereign right to choose whom he will, and to cast out into outer darkness whom he will. This is the sovereignty of God, and it's not reflected much today in religion, but we are thankful if we take hold of the word of God and seek to know the truth and to have this anointing of the Spirit that makes you and me consider your latter end and makes you to plead that you might know that your name is recorded in the book of life. In thy fair book of life and grace, O may I find my name recorded in some humble place beneath my Lord of Lamb. Remember this, we've got to come into that humility that Jesus Christ experienced. Humble before Almighty God, that we might see Jesus through the lattice of the gospel and realize what he has done to redeem your soul and mine from the curse of the law. What a saviour. Almighty grace then to arrest your soul, and there be evidences of it, and there be instruction by him through the word of God, and teach you in the way you are to go, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Nothing, dear friends, short of the knowledge of Christ. And to win Christ and be found in him, not having your own righteousness, which is of the law, that righteousness which is through the faith of the Son of God who gave himself for you. What a privileged soul to feel this. He's laid down his life for you as individuals. And he did it in one space, didn't he, of time. As on that day when they said, crucify him, away with him. What mockery it is today of the Lord's day that was recorded when he was crucified dead in bed. Away with him. Away with him, they said, crucify him, but not have him to reign over us. Oh, what a solemn judgment from their lips, judging them that they were due to go to hell. And how many do go to hell, dear friends, even to this present day of time. And they're often going about desecrating God's holy day, and they're ushered into eternity without any warning. But oh, if they'd search the scriptures, they see there, but the just shall live by faith, but the unjust shall be ushered into outer darkness, where there'll be continual weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, can we not say, why was I made to hear his voice? You think, you hope, you can say, you can say it from an honest heart, why was I made to hear his voice? And enter while there's room, while thousands make a wretched choice, and rather starve than come. Hell is never full, we read. Never full. There's always a space there, dear friends, for the wicked. But the soul that with sincere desire seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. The inspiration of the Redeemer, as revealed to you by the Spirit of Truth, it comes down, reveals the things that God makes to us as salvation known, and witnesseth with the blood. Oh, what do, are we living witnesses of the wonders of the precious blood of Christ? Sacred ground we're on, I know. But it must be revealed to you. Christ the Redeemer must come and speak peace and pardon to your soul. For here's the security. If sin be pardoned, I'm secure. Who has pardoned your sins and my sins? What evidence is of you? Does it concern you? Does it concern me to have the reality of the truth written in the fleshly tables of your new heart that he's given to give you? Oh, you know, this is no light matter to preach these truths. But oh, we want to know it and we want to take heed of it and realize that we must be justified by faith in these merits of Jesus. When he says it is finished, it is finished. What the work that he came to do. And even for those yet to be born, even, I say that this day, even those yet to be born and known of him, such is the infinite wisdom and knowledge and understanding and truth of the Blessed Trinity in unity. Oh, to know and feel that you fear his name. This is not a slavish fear. This is a sacred, solemn awe. To fear the Lord, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun when the enemy comes in like a flood. And all true believers know this, whatever the Lord has revealed to you, all these true, sincere believers, they know that. They know the truth. And they tremble at the thoughts, if my name should be left out, when thou should call me. Oh, that calling us hence to the judgment seat. Oh, what a tremendous moment, dear friends. Death is now upon the road. We know for some of you may be many years to come yet. But oh, may you and I know what it is to be given faith. Faith in what the Lord has spoken, revealed to you. The one thing needful and great upon your heart through the blessing of the gospel. For as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. This is the voice of the Lord, sand of many waters. And we do need the Lord in his mercy to grant his spirit to be upon you. And for you and me to each be given a real testimony, my hope. And blessed mercy, you've got a little hope. That make it not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. It must be the work of the Spirit, not the imagination of man. Oh, casting down imaginations and bringing every thought into the obedience of Christ. Lord, show me what I have to do. Every hour my strength renew. I need thee to hold me up in thy goings, that thy footsteps slip not. I'm a dying sinner in my body. But all to know that I've blotted them out as a thick cloud and says, return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by my grace and called thee by thy name, a new name that he's bestowed upon you. Come, thou blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. Chosen vessel. What a mercy if we are Jehovah's choice. Because it saith the Lord. And your religion and mine must be not saith man, but what saith the Lord. He might use a man as a channel of mercy for your soul through the preaching of the gospel, but don't look to him. He's nothing. He's only a messenger in his message. But we know we value messengers in his message, but we remember those affectionately have been used in our pathway and blessed us with tokens of his love. And we've been strengthened with all might in the inner man to run with patience the race set before us, still looking to Jesus and giving him all the glory and the praise that is due unto his most holy name. Oh, blessed gospel. And the Gentile race too are so favoured and have been favoured and will be favoured to the end of time. Because they're inhabitants of Zion, blessed and washed and cleansed in the water and the blood that cleanseth from all sin, my spirit that is upon thee, my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart That's the testimony we want. Words put in your mouth. Mysterious words. Sometimes you may lay upon your bed in the night season and a word comes. And it's sweet to your taste and mine. And as you know not, it comes unexpectedly. Because Jesus has determined to save you and will save you because he has shed his blood on Calvary's tree. And you are accepted in the Beloved and the merits of Jesus, who has now ascended on high and led captivity captive. He's led the captivity that you were captivated by, the sins, dear friends, of the flesh. And he has received gifts for men. You see, they cannot be bought, gifts for men. Receive gifts of men. Yes, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. He humbles you in the dust. He does this. I'm not talking of providence. I'm talking about your soul. He humbles you before Almighty God, that you might be exalted in due time, casting all your care. The most vital care and concern you will have ultimately, if you're not already, was the care and the welfare of your soul. He delights to hear his people cry. He delights to send answers of peace because he's appointed it for that set time and blessing upon your soul. And yes, when this enemy shall come in like a flood, and believe me, this enemy only comes upon those that have been quickened and called by grace. Yes, this enemy does his utmost to undermine your little faith and your love, I hope you can say at times. Because having loved his own that were in the world, he loves them to the end. Backsliding, as we mentioned this morning, backsliding you may at times. You seem to get weak and in fulfilling what the Lord has instructed you to do. But blessed be the Lord. Those words that he's put in your mouth, he brings again to your remembrance. Because he said the Spirit will be your remembrancer to remember those times and those sweet moments when he drew near to you. This seed is, it goes down, dear friends, out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. You see, they won't stop the gospel being preached. They won't stop the Spirit of the Lord to speak these things to the following generations. We see little evidence of it in the day and age that we live in, but oh, the Lord still reigns. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth, and it'll make you and me tremble at times as to why you should hear his voice and why you should be increasingly exercised about knowing and do the will of the God. Why you want to be saved. You want to go to heaven. You want to know that he's gone to prepare a place for you and will come again, receive you unto himself, that where he is, there shall ye be also. At the termination of your body's death, but the soul lives on, and we want to be very conscious of that we have a never-dying soul. Men liken us sometimes to animals and say, almost imply that they've got a soul, but no, death is the end of the life of the creature, but it's not the end of your life and mine. Because your soul will spend eternity in heaven or in outer darkness in hell where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Or that we might be more concerned about the welfare of our soul. We have so many distracting cares and thoughts of this wretched foe, Satan. Yes, comes in like a flood. And what does a flood do? Washes everything within its path. And all flourishes through your mind and mine. And you look at the disaster, more than who created the disaster as a judgment to this world. And what a mercy. Your Maker and your Creator ever liveth, never liveth to make intercession for you and for me in this sin-stained world. And so he is the same. And that's a mercy. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. He knows your path. He knows your steps. He knows your afflictions. He knows your sorrows. He knows your joys. And there's joy in heaven over one sinner that repented rather than 99 that have no need of repentance. Blessed Jesus. Nothing happens by chance, but all things are ordered by the Lord. And what a solemn mercy that he makes his presence known and felt to you. And there's an attraction in your soul to the word of God. And the entrance of it giveth light and life and understanding to your simple, seemingly, or simplicity of your religion. Oh, the more simple it is, the more profitable it is. It's not your, as it were, discernment of what the truth means. It's what the Lord reveals to you and me. And you men are so mistaken and so lack wisdom. But he says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and abradeth not, and let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Oh, this blessed Saviour then, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words, this is looking to the Lord, casting all your cares and your burdens upon him, and he'll sustain you. We have some burdens, don't we, in our life's journey? Things that are almost insurmountable problems. And they may be insurmountable to you and me, but not to God. He hears and answers prayer, and you'll go on praying without ceasing. Lord, do grant deliverance. When thou canst no deliverance see, yet still this man, thy peace. He's procured peace for his seekers, and they'll not be lost. They may in the main of temptation be lost, but you see, they may be temptation tossed, but you see, they're not losers, but they'll be more than conquerors through him that has loved them and washed them from their sins in his sin atoning blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. These signs of providence to those that were instructed through Moses, daub the temple, the doorpost, daubed it with the blood of beasts, but that won't save us. But what a mercy, the blood of Christ cleanseth from all sin. What a cleansing, precious blood that is. And he died to redeem you from the curse of the broken. Oh, what a refuge of the truths. In my mind, in the pulpit, I feel to be so comfortable with that hope that we shall get the victory, and you'll get the victory if you know these blessed truths that we have been trying to speak of today. The Redeemer shall come. Comes unexpectedly sometimes. Come in the time when least you expect it. And he speaks to your soul and says, Son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Daughter, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. My peace I leave you. He's left it on record. But it's not for your coming as a thief or a robber some other way. It's waiting upon the Lord to renew your strength. Strength of faith. Strength of hope. Strength of love. Love is the golden chain that binds those happy souls above, and he or she and heiresses of that love. Oh, it's worth seeking after, friends. And what a mercy to know him. The Redeemer shall come. And you turn, as a turning around, looking unto Jesus. You might hear a voice, and you look behind, it's about, though it's real, as we've experienced ourselves. But oh, what a mercy when the Lord doesn't speak, but by the voice, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. When we follow a stranger, you follow those that speak the same language. You're looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set near the right hand of the Father. Oh, and he sits at the right hand of the Father, there to distribute to the necessity of the saints. And you will be far from feeling yourself a saint. But what is a saint? He's a sanctified sinner. And he fears dreadfully to sin or to express anything that contradicts the word of God. So we need that grace to be still, to be wait upon the Lord, to renew your strength. We're not left, dear friends, to our own wisdom, but to observe these things that we see recorded in the word of God. And so he says here, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Oh, a time is set to heal up your woes. A season most fit is love to disclose. Tarry ye here, he says, in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be anointed from on high. Blessed Jesus, what a one thing needful he is to you and me, to bless his own word, that it might have free course and be glorified to yourself, and you'll go in the strength of that meat, strong meat that belongeth to them of a full age, sincere milk of the word, that are taking those early steps in the pathway of a believer. Time is set, steps ordered by the Lord, and your delight to do his will. For other refuge have I none, hangs myself beside on thee. Leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. Because he said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. May the Lord bless our few remarks this day and take us each home in peace and safety to meditate upon the scriptures. Oh, how sweet to relate to little of what the Lord has revealed to us and what he will yet reveal to you. It's waiting upon the Lord to renew your strength. You might mount up with wings as eagles. You might run and not be weary, walk and not faint. All these walkers, you just stumble sometimes at things that you need the Lord to remove the stones out of your pathway. Instead of stones of help, they may be stones of hindrance that the devil tries to use. But blessed be the Lord, you will overcome through the merits of Jesus. Them that honour me, I will honour. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. The Lord pardon all amiss and get to himself honour and glory. For his mercy is towards us again, as we ask it with the pardon of all our sin for Christ's sake. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn number 989. The tune is Richmond 212. Ye captive souls in fetters bound, who feel your misery, the way to liberty is found. The sun shall make you free. Hear the Redeemer's gracious call. Poor captives, come to me. Into my arms for freedom fall. Come and I'll make you free. Amen. Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each. Amen.